Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2. And I'll just reiterate some of, just a little bit of the background. Amen? So, Zechariah is a post-exilic prophet after the exile, right? After the exile in Babylon, and the people have gone back. Not all of them, but they've gone back, right? And he's already there. He's prophesying along with Haggai. Amen. And the main idea of this this book right now is repentance. We said that the last time. Repentance and the rebuilding of the temple. The people had slacked off. Amen. So this is about 520 B.C., right? 520 years before Christ, so to speak. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's go to, so you know the background, okay? It's after the exile. Remember, they spent 70 years in Babylon. Now they've gone back. Amen? Cyrus has allowed the people to go back. Cyrus of Persia. All right, so let's go to verse 1. Okay, let's go to verse 1. This is not a very long chapter. Go to verse 1. And as usual, I'll take somebody to read. Pastor, why don't you read verse 1? It's Zechariah chapter 2.
Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what its width and what is its length. And there...
Amen. Let's stop here. Amen. Verses 1 and 2. Amen. So here's Zechariah. He's the Lord has given him a vision. Amen. And in this vision, he sees what he calls a man with a measuring line. Mm-hmm. So he's out there to measure. So what does he see? He's actually an angel. He's not seeing a human person. This is a vision, and many believe it is the angel of the Lord. Amen? Because there are angels, and then there is the angel of the Lord. And so he's seeing him, and he's got a measuring rod, a measuring stick, a measuring line, something to measure with. Amen? So often in Scripture, measuring symbolizes ownership. Ownership. Amen? Restoration. Preparation. Future blessings. Amen? That's what it means, you know. If you measure something, you're measuring something that's basically yours. It's ownership. You're measuring it to do something with it, to prepare it, to restore it, possibly. Amen? Mm-hmm. And it's God, the angel of the Lord, measuring, going to measure Jerusalem.
That's right.
Right? That's what it says. He's going to measure. And he said to me to measure Jerusalem. Amen? Which, you know what it says to us? That God has his own plans, his own blueprint for Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's not human endeavor. It's what God wants. Amen? Let's read 3 and 4. Let's see what happened with this. Anybody?
And there was the angel who talked with me going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without wall, because of the multitude of men and livestock in it.
Amen. So this scripture, I want to clarify something. It says, and there was the angel who talked with me going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him and who said to him. Now, it's the angel of the Lord who says to the other angel. If you read it, you can get confused. So I want you to know that it is, there was the angel who talked with me going out, and another angel came out to meet with him, who said to him, run. So the angel of the Lord is saying to this other angel, remember, there's ranks, right? There's ranks in the angelic kingdom. So it's the angel of the Lord that's speaking to, in quotes, lesser angel, in quotes, lesser angel. And he says, and what does he say to him? What does he say, everybody? You were reading? Jerusalem
has been inhabited. Inhabited as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it.
So, okay. So, he's saying Jerusalem is without walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means if you don't measure it, he's stopping the measuring. He's not going to measure it. What he's saying is Jerusalem can't be measured.
Mm-hmm.
The city cannot be measured. Why? Because it's going to be filled with people and livestock and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's immeasurable. God is not allowing it to be measured because God is seeing it, the future. God is seeing what it's going to be like, and you're not going to halt it by measuring it. That says a lot spiritually. Don't measure what God is doing. Don't measure it, amen?
Yeah.
This predicts tremendous growth, amen? He's saying Jerusalem will be vast. The city will be vast. It will be so filled with life, with prosperity. It will be filled. Has that happened?
Not really.
It hasn't happened. Historically, that has not happened. Because to this day, Jerusalem and Israel have walls. Maybe not physical walls, but their walls are there. Their walls are there right now. And those walls are going to be done away with. Amen? Those walls keep being penetrated by evil, by other countries. There's always war. Walls depict, there's going to be security. Walls depict, you can't get in. We are secure. And we'll get back to that. We are secure. But God says that it's going to be a city without walls. It's going to be so prosperous that you're not going to be able to measure it. So this has not been historically fulfilled, amen? But during the tribulation, there will be a counterfeit of this prophecy. You know why? Because the Antichrist is going to protect it for a time. That's a counterfeit protection. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's a counterfeit. God, and if the angel of the Lord is saying, it's going to be great, it's going to be prosperous, it's going to be, it doesn't need to be measured. It's going to be filled with people. Amen?
Yeah. But there's a future kingdom that this will take place.
Amen? There's a future kingdom. Amen? During the millennium, this is what's going to happen. Amen? It's going to be protected. And we'll get there. Amen? So here we see the angel of the Lord telling him, the other angel, stop, don't measure it. You can read that in another version. Don't measure it. So God is saying to you, don't measure it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't measure it because his plans are greater than your plans. His plans exceed your plans. Amen? God has eternal purposes for each one of you and for this ministry. God has eternal purposes. You have to see that. You have to receive that. Do not measure. Because your plans can never exceed God's plans. His plans are greater. So don't look at things in the natural. Look at things in the spiritual. Mm-hmm. It's just like individuals. Don't look at yourselves in the natural. Look at yourselves as God sees you. God doesn't see limitations. God sees His purposes and His plans completed in you. Let's go to verses. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 5.
Remember, we're still, the angel is still
still speaking. What does God say? The angel of the Lord, this is the Lord speaking. Verse 5. Anyone can read that.
Okay. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
So we're still speaking about Jerusalem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God's going to be that protective wall, right? We know that in ancient history, this is what the cities did. They would build walls around them. We've spoken about that before. So God says, she doesn't need a human wall. I'm going to be her wall. This is not people helping her. It's me, says the Lord. I'm going to be her wall. And he says, a wall of what? A fire. A wall of fire. What does that mean, a wall of fire? What does fire do? To go? It takes out all the dross, right?
Refines.
Amen. Hallelujah. So what is it? It is divine protection. Holiness. He's going to be the fire. The fire is holy. There's a holy fire around it. There's a divine presence around it, says the Lord. It's going to be. It's not happening now, but this is the future. He's going to be the presence. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he says, I will be the glory in her midst. God is going to be present.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to be present. Hallelujah. He's going to be the glory within her. And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's going to be during the tribulation. During the millennium. You know, Jesus' throne is going to be right there with us. Right? During the millennium. He's going to be in her presence, in our presence. That's what we want now. We want him in our presence now. In everything you do, he should be the focal point. Jesus should be the focal point. Amen, amen. You know what? You remember the pillar of fire in the Exodus,
mm-hmm.
Moses, mm-hmm. He was there. He was in the pillar of fire, amen. The burning bush and the pillar of fire, right? At night when the people were going through the wilderness, a pillar of fire at night and then a cloud during the day, he was there. The God Almighty was present. And the burning bush on Mount Sinai, when Moses went up there, God was present. He's saying, I'm going to be present. I'm going to be there with you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will be present in his kingdom here on earth. In his kingdom here on earth, he will be present. Hallelujah. And that's what we want now.
Amen?
We want him present in our lives now. That means that we're all at fault. That means daily communication,
mm-hmm.
daily intimacy. Everything we do and we say, you know, and that we should put before him.
Amen.
We need his presence in our lives. And that only comes from intimacy with him, spending time with God. talking to him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Not saying a formal prayer, but sitting down and taking the time and having a conversation with the Lord. He's present.
Mm-hmm.
And asking him, what do you want me to do? I want to do this, but what do you want me to do?
What do you think?
Amen. Let's go on. Let's read verses 6 and 7.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Let me get closer. Up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord. Up, Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon.
Okay, so now we have a switch. The first few verses speak about the future. So now look at time. What's going on in these verses? Now he's going to. Now the Lord is speaking about the present time that they're in. Right before is what he's going to do with Jerusalem, what it's going to be like in the future. But now he's telling them to flee from the north. Amen? For I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven. Okay. So he's speaking to those that are still in Babylon. See, a remnant has gone back to Jerusalem. But people have stayed. Other people have stayed. Amen? And
let me say this.
He's telling them, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven. It's God who scattered the Israelites. It's not man that has done this. God scattered the people. If you know your history, you know that Assyria conquered the northern kingdom of Israel in about 750 or 25 BC, the 10 tribes, and they were scattered. Amen? And then Babylon, about 200 years later, Babylon comes against the southern kingdom. It's Jerusalem, takes exiles into Babylon, and they spent 70 years in Babylon. And now the people have gone back because the Persian king has allowed the people, the Israelites, to go back to Jerusalem, the Jews, to go back to Jerusalem. But some have stayed. Isn't that common? People that have been in nations, other nations, many of them stay, right? They stay. They don't go back to their own land. So some of these people have not gone back to Jerusalem. Amen? Hallelujah. They had become comfortable. So God tells them, return from this exile. We become comfortable. Many a times we become comfortable and we become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't do anything. We don't do what God is calling us to do. We're not doing anything bad. We're not sinning. We just become complacent and comfortable. And God is calling them out of their complacency, out of their comfort. He's calling them out, and God is calling us out of our comfort, out of our complacency. God wants you to do. Let me tell you something. Everything that's going on in this world today, everything that's going on, we become comfortable. We just, so let it be. Everything atrocious that's going on in the world, even though prophecy is being fulfilled. What is our position? It should be to pray. should be to intercede. It should be to fight in the spirit. We don't fight with armament, physical armament.
We are a spiritual military.
We have to fight on our knees. We can't stay in complacency. If you stay in complacency, nothing gets done.
God is saying, don't settle. Return.
Leave the altar. Return. Amen. Amen. So God is telling them, leave Babylon. Those of you that have become comfortable, go back to your homeland. Go back to where I have prepared a home for you and help in the building process. Calling his people out of spiritual complacency. That's what God is doing. Let's go to verse 8.
For this is what the Lord Almighty says. After the glorious one has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. One of the most famous verses in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Israel. Amen. Whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. You know, I read something, but I wasn't able to go further. I didn't have the time. But I read that the pupil is the most protected area of the body. If you have read that, please look it up to what extent. I meant to look up what medically, why is the pupil the most protected part of the body? But do you see the symbolism? God is protecting the body. He is protecting Israel. He says, He who blesses you, amen, right, touches the apple of my eye. Amen. Hallelujah. So, God is saying, amen, that he has a deep love and protection for his people. Amen. I didn't hear. What did you say?
I said for his children. What did you say?
Amen. For his people. Amen. He has a deep affection. Amen.
Affection.
And what does he say? Look what he said.
To the nations which plundered you.
For he who touches you. So to the nations.
It's God is going to, in other words, there's payback. God says, who plundered you, I will then punish them. And in the scripture, we have seen where God has used a nation. Hear the scripture. Because the Israelites were disobedient and didn't follow his commands for hundreds of years, God told them they would go into exile. God punished them by using the nation of Babylon. But then God says, I will punish those who plundered you. And if you remember in past tense, in past times, God has said, because I used them, but they went far beyond what they should have in plundering you, in abusing you.
That's right.
They went to the extremes, which was not my intention. It was their intention.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, I'm going to plunder them. I'm going to get back at them. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know what? This is what this says to me.
It says to me, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right. Vengeance is mine. Sometimes we get so upset and we get so angry and we want to do. Oh. And I've done that a lot of times. I've spoken before. But God says, be still and know that I am the Lord, because I will avenge you. And when God avenges you, it's perfect. Amen? It's perfect. Amen? Hallelujah. And then in verse 9, he says,
for behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be spoiled to their servant. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me.
Amen.
Amen. And this ties in with the prior verse. Amen. Hallelujah. So surely I will shake my hand against them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So
mm-hmm.
the nations that plundered Israel will themselves become plunder. They will also be plundered. Amen. So God is a God of justice. And that's what people forget. God is a God of justice. Amen.
Hallelujah. So this has been so many hundreds of years
before Christ. God is speaking. 500 odd years before Christ. God is speaking. Amen. And in the future, right now,
a lot of things that are going on, that I've said it before, are not God's will.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on today is not the will of God. God doesn't need help. God will bring about His plans and His purposes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not speaking about, in these verses, God is speaking about the future. Amen? He's going to plunder. Right now, the genocide that's going on in Israel is not God. You have to understand that. God doesn't kill children. That is not God. God will, there's going to be a remnant of Israel that God
mm-hmm.
is going to save in the future.
Amen.
There's going to be a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
But God doesn't murder children and mothers and fathers because somebody wants to build buildings. God doesn't do that.
But there's a future, and there's a future for Israel. Right now, Israel is in apostasy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the U.S. is in apostasy.
Yes.
The U.S. is in apostasy.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Christianity is coming forth.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Christianity. People are saying they're Christians, but they hate other people. And here in America, I'm talking about, and we hate people in our own country, and we hate people because of the color.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's God? You think that's God? You have Christians
mm-hmm.
saying crazy things, and mutilating, and killing people, and killing immigrants because of ethnicity. You think that's God? That's not God. That's not God.
This is speaking of a future time.
This is a future time, amen? Because they are going to come, major nations are going to come against Israel. Read Ezekiel 37, 38, 39. Read those chapters to find out what's going to happen. God will intervene. This is future. And He will protect the people, amen?
Mm-hmm.
He says, the nations that plundered you, I will plunder. Amen? He's a God of justice. Okay, let's go on to verse 10. Let's go on, let's finish up here. Let's go to verse 10. Somebody please read it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Voice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord.
Amen, amen. So now we have another shift. We were talking about judgment before this
mm-hmm.
coming, right? Now, he's telling you what?
Rejoice.
He's telling you to rejoice, right? Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Amen. Sing and rejoice. Hallelujah. For I am your, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst. Once again,
mm-hmm.
God is not dwelling in anybody's midst right now, as far as nations are concerned, because nations are in a very apostatic state.
Mm-hmm.
they've fallen away from God. Amen. So God, but he is saying that I'm going to dwell in you. And this is messianic. God is saying that I'm going to dwell on the throne of David. Didn't God say that there would be a time when the throne of David would be on the throne?
Mm-hmm.
In the new, amen, he would be on the throne again, messianic, during the millennium. What is the millennium? The millennium is after the tribulation, and God binds up Satan for 1,000 years. The millennium is those 1,000 years that Christ is going to be sitting on a throne in the midst of us during the millennium. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I am coming and I will dwell among you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like when it reminds us of when Jesus came to earth and he dwelt among us. He dwelt among the people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's a time coming during the millennium. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, this chapter shifts from back and forth. Future, present. Amen. Future, present, judgment, condemnation, and then joy. Amen. So then, let's read verse 11.
All right, I'll read it. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.
Amen. Amen. What do you focus on, Andrew? Many nations. God came for the world, and he's telling his own people. He's telling, and you don't see that today. We have the Zionist movement in Israel. You don't see that today. You don't see it. The Zionist movement is the Jews. America, the same thing. But God says, many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. Glory to God, my people. And I will dwell in your midst, and you will know the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. He's letting them know through this prophet. Many nations will be joined to you. See, they don't know that because in the beginning God called them to be separate. And he's still calling them, you know, to be separate. But he called them to be separate in the sense that the Messiah was going to come from them, not from other people. Amen? From a particular tribe. So at that time, you know, God told them to be separate. Amen? Not only Israel, but many nations will become God's people. That's the promises that he made to Abraham in Genesis 12:3. He said, many nations will come from you. He said, for right now, Isaac is the one from whom the Messiah will come. But later, many nations. You are going to give birth to many nations. So what does it make me think? Mm-hmm. Again, God is a God of justice. He told Hagar that he would bless Ishmael. That from Ishmael, many nations will come. And yet, there would be a rough people. But God will in the end bless, because think of it, you're a parent, and you have this child. Okay, let's say you're a parent, and you have two husbands or two wives, and you have, this is your children from different spouses. Do you love them any less?
Mm-mm.
You don't love them any less. We don't love them any less. So God knew Abraham's heart.
Mm-hmm.
God knew that he loved Ishmael, but Abraham had purpose to follow God. But what God told him to do. And because he was obedient, God blessed. And he told him many nations.
Yeah.
He told Abraham from the very beginning, many nations will come from you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that. Where do you see that today? In the church.
In the real church of God, what do you see?
Many nations. There's not one people. We come from different nations. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God's salvation is not only for the Jews. Yes, it is for the Jews, for a remnant. Because the Bible says that a remnant of Israel will be saved. A remnant. Amen.
And we're included because he said many nations.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to the last verse. Verse 12.
And the Lord will take possession of Judah and his inheritance in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem.
Amen. Covenant promises. He will again choose Jerusalem. That's where the Lord is going to be on his throne. In Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. His promises are certain. His promises are certain. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, restored blessings. Covenant faithfulness. And that's what he is with the gods. You failed me. You've fallen away from me, but I made a promise, and I'm going to keep my promise, amen? And that's what he's saying to Jerusalem, and that's what he's saying to us. See, we make promises, and then we break them, and we make them conditional, but this was an unconditional promise he made to Abraham. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your descendants, and from you many nations on the earth will be blessed. And that's what you see. Amen. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. Restored blessings. Amen. Whatever God has promised you, anchor. Put an anchor there. Whatever. Just hold on to that. Because God is a faithful God. And if you don't see it right now, you have to know that God is faithful, and he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
He will bring it to pass.
Well, I remember, months ago, I think, I don't remember where, it might have been in the conference, but Pastor Bernice was talking about God's promises. You know, what did God say to you? That God would keep his promises. Amen. How has he said them to you? Audibly?
Just in a voice where he has spoken to you?
In the word?
But if God has said it to you, then you have to bank on it. You have to believe that it will come to pass. Might not be your timing, my timing, but it will come to pass. Amen. Okay, so I'll finish up. Verse 13.
Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
Amen.
Okay. Be still, be silent. Amen. He commands all people to be still, to be silent before him. Be still, be for silent. Why? I think the word we used was he has risen, or he is aroused from his holy habitation. He's going to get up. Mm-hmm. Action is going to take place. Amen. So we see here it's a command to all people. God is about to act, and we're left there. God is about to act. I think it's also a confirmation to the people what he has said. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her and do what I've called you to do, because I'm about to act. So be silent before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And You can find in Habakkuk 2:20, the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth be silent before him. You see the king is sitting. The king is about to get up, be still. I'm about to do, amen? And you see in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am the Lord. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen? God will be exalted. Amen? God is about to act. Amen? So we've seen, you know, we've seen that in this chapter.
Amen.
God goes. Amen. God speaks about vision. There's a vision. Amen? God has given the people a vision of what is going to take place. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's speaking of Jerusalem. What's going to take place, how it's going to be built. Then he speaks about protection. Amen? He's going to build a fire around God's protection. Amen? Then he's telling you to leave. Right? He's telling you to leave Babylon. To stop being complacent. Amen?
Hallelujah. Stop being complacent.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to protect you. Leave where you're at. I'm going to protect you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be the wall around you. I'm the one that's going to keep you safe. Leave where you're at right now. Trust me. Know that I love you. That's what the chapter says. Know that I love you. Know that I'm going to judge those that have come against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that I am for all of you. Not anyone in particular, but I am for all of you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And once again, I will choose my people. Amen. To dwell amongst them. But my people is not only my people. My people are many nations. Didn't he say that? For now you will become my people. So he is going to dwell in the midst of us during the millennium. And right now we have to begin. We have to begin to move in the spirit. Listen to the word of God. Listen to what he's saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being complacent and move forward. And what God is saying to you. Amen? What God is saying to you as a people and as individuals and as a ministry, move forward in what God wants for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.